So, hi everybody, my name's Natasha Joy Price and I own Dandelion Therapies and the podcast Balm to the Soul. And I'm an energy therapist. I'm absolutely passionate about getting the message out there that if you are not doing energy techniques, if you're not doing any energy work, then you are missing a piece of the jigsaw that is your overall holistic health. Just like you would clean your teeth and you'd tweak your diet and you take supplements, you should also daily be looking at the health of your energy field. And when you start doing energy work, there is so much information out there. It's amazing, but it's also can be very confusing and it can be very overwhelming. So I've created this healing meditation. It's very short, but it just helps you to focus in on where you need to start, what you need to be looking at. And that gives you a little bit of focus, and then you can go out and search healing modalities and different therapies that can help you focus in on that aspect. So this meditation is something that I actually saw in a past life regression session. I was the client, and this image came to me. And it's really stayed with me and it's stuck with me, and I found it so useful. And I've often used it with clients as well to help them to see what they need to be focusing on that point. I've also used it with clients, and friends that have been on their spiritual path for quite a long time, actually, and they've sort of come to a full stop and they don't know where to go to next. They don't know which path to follow. They're at a crossroads and they use it and it helps them to decide on their next course of action. So it's just a very short meditation, like I say. It's free on my website, as you found out. So please enjoy. Obviously, common sense, please don't do it driving the car. Please don't do it if you're operating any heavy machinery, as they say. And don't do it if you are looking after somebody or you've got an ear open for somebody or, you're watching the clock, because you're just not going to relax. You want a time that perhaps you're falling asleep at night, everybody's safe and tucked up in bed, and you can relax. Or maybe first thing in the morning, maybe set your alarm slightly earlier. Again, everybody's safe, the house hasn't started waking yet. And you can just relax, because you need to fully relax. The more relaxed you can be, the more information that will come to you. Okay, so I trust that you have found that space where you can just relax. Whether you're sitting or lying down, I just want you to close your eyes. And I just want you to give yourself permission to relax. And I want you to focus in on your breath. So in through the nose and out through the mouth. Really stay present, really focus in on those actions, breathing in through the nose, breathing out through your mouth. At the point at which the air becomes your breath, just really note how it feels. And with every out breath, I want you to imagine all the stresses and strains that are going on in your life, all the worries, all the negative thoughts, and I just want you to release them and let them go. So just focusing in on your breath. You can take as long as you want to just find that place of relaxation. In through your nose and out through your mouth. And I want you to imagine all the little muscles across your forehead, all the little muscles across your scalp and down your neck, and just see them relaxing. All the muscles across your shoulders. And the little muscles down either side of your spine. I want you to give them permission to relax. And I want you to watch them as that little ripple of relaxation flows down your spine. And I want you to imagine that ripple just getting slightly stronger and extending right down past your pelvis, into your legs, and down to your toes. So that every time you breathe out, there's a ripple of relaxation, just allowing you to go deeper and deeper into a state of relaxation. And any noises that you hear during this session, whether they be on the recording or whether they be in your own home, they're not going to bring you out of that state of relaxation. They're actually going to help you to sink deeper and deeper. They're going to take you further into relaxation. And I want you to find yourself in a beautiful Mediterranean courtyard garden. And it's nighttime. And as you look up at the sky, it's navy blue with a sprinkling of white sparkling stars. And it's warm and it's balmy. And as you look around, there's enough light for you to see the plants, the terracotta pots, the beautiful tiles underneath your feet. And you can hear the gurgling of a fountain somewhere. And I want you to take it all in. Take in the scents. Take in the smells. Take in the noises. Those nighttime noises. Maybe there's a little breeze that's rustling the leaves. Maybe there's a few dried twigs just tumbling across the path. Just little noises, outside noises. And as your eyes adjust to the darkness, I want you to see that there's an open corridor that stretches around the edge of the courtyard garden. So you're in the middle of a building, but you're open to the night sky. And on four edges is a corridor that is covered, but again, the walls are open. The inner walls are open to the courtyard. And I want you to find yourself in a part of that corridor, looking towards the center of the courtyard. And you realize that you're in a circle of people that stretches all the way around the four sides of the courtyard. And you're all holding hands. And you're all looking towards the center of the courtyard and up towards the sky. You're looking and you're in anticipation of something arriving. And as you wait, suddenly from out of the night sky, there comes this beautiful, stunningly beautiful column of white sparkling light. And it just appears in the center of the courtyard. And you can see from where you're standing, it's not really white. There are all sorts of different colors running through it. And there's a sort of heat haze, if you like, on either side of the column that you can see. And it's as if the light is humming and alive, and all this sparkling colors are just swirling around through it. And you see how absolutely beautiful it is. And there's no fear. And you can hear everybody exclaim in awe at the beauty of this light. And then one by one, each member of the circle steps forward and walks out of the circle into the center of the courtyard and to the white light. And each person runs their hand through the white light. And as their hand comes out, there's a ball of the white light sitting in the palm of their hands. And then they go back to the circle and stand again in their position in the circle. And I want you to watch as each person does that. And there's no fear, there's no trepidation. You all know that this light has come to help you. This light is assisting you. This light is unconditional love. It loves you, it's helping you. It feels almost like a parental concern, a parental love. And eventually it becomes your turn, and you walk towards the white column of light. And just like the others, you very gently run your hand into the light. And as your hand enters the light, it almost as if it sparks with all these colors sparking off it. And as you bring your hand out of the column of light, there in your palm is a ball of this white, beautiful light, shimmering with colors, glistening, sparkling, vibrating in your hand. You can feel it. You can feel the energy running up your wrist and up the bottom of your arm. And you too walk back to join the circle of people, back to your first position. And then when the last person has collected their little offering of light in the palm of their hand, all of you simultaneously place your palm, place that ball of light somewhere in your body or in your energy field. And you will know what part of body, the body that that is for, whether it be physical, emotional, or spiritual. You will know as the white energy, that white light enters your body or your energy field, where it is intended to go. So just do that now. Allow that white ball of light to show you, to illuminate to you. And we are all unique. It will be different to everyone. But just allow it to illuminate to you where you need to start on your spiritual path or where you need to go to next. Just be open to what comes to you, whether it be physical, whether it be emotional, whether it be spiritual. What is it that you need to do next? And as that white ball of light enters your energy field and wherever it goes, just see it slowly absorbed from that place throughout your physical body, throughout your energy field. And just feel it fire up your energy. It's almost like you get plug yourself into the electric board and just get a surge of energy without any harm coming to you whatsoever. It's almost like you get your batteries recharged, and at the same time you're getting some information. You're getting some information that will help you. Where do you start? Where do you go next? Once you have that information, I want you to start to just very slowly wriggle your fingers and your toes and just very slowly come back into the room. Come back to your room, your seat, your couch, your bed. Very slowly become aware of the surroundings, your surroundings. And when you're ready, just opening your eyes. And just give yourself a little space to properly come back into the here and now. Perhaps have a glass of water or something to eat. Just make sure you're grounded before you rush off and do anything. And I want you to record what you saw, what you knew, all of your observations and any information that was given to you. And if you didn't get anything and you didn't feel that you could relax enough, just repeat it. Keep repeating it until you gain a glimpse, you gain some glimpse of information, and you can then focus on that and start looking into that. So I hope you've enjoyed that meditation, just a really short one. You can tape bits of this meditation and play it back to yourself, or you can tape yourself, giving yourself pauses. Just play around with it, use it how you need to, so that you can fully relax and get the information that you need. Thank you so much for listening.